North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are you checking? You're checking?
Yeah. Check.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for?
Andrew says
my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Hello.
Morning mayhem
starts now
with David Basil, Roger
I'm here.
And
I'm present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn. Arkansas's only casino resort.
Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you're a proud bunch. You know what to do right now. You move it.
Come on.
Hit that congo now. Move it.
Thank you, sir.
Mow.
Sure you a day is blue tomorrow.
I don't know. We'll talk to Andrew about that.
Going just to the promised land.
We're gonna be here all day.
Hey, baby.
We're gonna be here all day, baby.
Go to the phone. Who's this? Hey, Joe.
Here we go. Los Angeles. Here we go.
Los Angeles.
There you go. One more time coming
What's
up in a few.
What's in his pocket?
I don't know, Randy.
It could be. What is that? Chlorine? I don't know.
Now.
This is the business we've chosen.
Man,
Outstanding.
Here we go. One more time, Andrea.
Los Angeles.
Yes. That was good.
No, thank
Thanks,
you,
Terry Bradshaw.
London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopix Suey, Los Angeles.
Thank you. Thank you, Tour Guide Guy. Tour Guide Guy. good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Thursday, August 27th. We are on the road today in Conway at Luxury Pool and Spa, our friends that we get to see about twice a year. Yeah. Morning, Roger. How
morning,
are you?
Good morning, David. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Good. Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, the Wizard.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What up,
We're doing
Wiz?
Great. We're doing great. Always love walking in here, Roger, and smelling the chlorine. It smells so clean. There's nothing. There's no bad bacteria or organism living in this place.
Nothing is living in here.
Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see Andrea Lawson here. Jeremy, it just sort of says, you're up first. And we're always glad to be here.
Andrea was here. She opened the door. She unlocked everything. She had to open it up. She's been there longer than any of us.
We're in Conway, your Conway location. You see, I love the 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So what month was it? I can't remember what month we kicked that off.
April.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, in April. 50 years. I've got, of course, the original location in Russellville. I love my my amazing hot tub there in Little Rock. You know, it's funny. That storm came in yesterday. Holy cow. I'm telling you, when I was like, it's like a tornado out here. I mean, all my cushions everywhere, but it's okay. Maybe it needed to be washed
down. With what happened in Nepal yesterday.
I didn't see it. Big flood. But thank you. I'm glad you're locked into the world affairs because I missed it yesterday. I was busy. I didn't get a chance to see any of the news.
I listen, so.
You do that. we're here, of course. This is the end of season blowout sale. This is, at the end of every summer, you guys give huge discounts. 50%, really, almost half the store is 50% off almost everything, right?
It's anywhere from, 10 to 75% off.
10 to 75% off, yes. The chemicals, they're 75% off select chemicals and seasonal plastic dishes. Whatever that means.
I know exactly what that means. Yes.
50% off in-stock Polywood furniture, 50% off pool toys and floats, 50% off in-stock Polywood furniture, 20% in-stock Big Green eggs and accessories, Ledge Lounger furniture, 20% off, and special pricing on the Caldera tubs and Deep Bop. Automatic pool cleaner. So it really, almost everything in here, you're going to walk in here and see some kind of discount, right?
Well, you have to. Let me help him out. Andrea, let's help him.
Help me out.
First of all, he's too busy to know what's going on in the world. And obviously he's not shopping. He has, people that do that for him. But as someone who is always looking for the bargain, now's the time. If you didn't do it in April, now's the time to get the seasonal, dishes and all. For next year.
Right. What is the dish?
It's like going to Walmart after, on December 26th and getting that Christmas tree for half off. That's the thing.
Yeah, what's the dish?
They're like plastic dishes that you can use outside by the pool.
Oh, they're just true. I thought it was some industry speak for something you put in
there. It's little dishes.
I was thinking you take those from the hot tub, go right to the bedroom. Yeah, the dishes that are plastic.
Now you're thinking. Of course, that's exactly right.
We're going to have a busy show because some of the guys yesterday, because we were in Dardanelle, are going to be on today's show. So we're going to have Trey Reed coming up here shortly, Craig O'Neill, maybe Joe Klein, Joe Nichols, I think the last time we were out here, we had Joe Nichols on. And so, and all these sales, Andrew, they go on both here and in Russell store too.
Yes.
You always football. UCA plays tonight. I tell you, it seems like our country and those of us who do sports, once the season's over with, we talk football. It is a thread no matter what we do between the draft and spring ball and transfer portal and then court cases. I mean, and then last night you had Coach Silverfield doing his deal at the Catfish Hole. And so then that was packed. And it's like, finally, we get to stop talking about, what if, and we're going to see, what everybody has. I think tomorrow.
Well, there's a part about that, Phil. I'm sorry. There's a part about that, football wants to be talked about year long.
No question.
As much as it is. Now, unfortunately, some of it is not necessarily negative, but
all the stuff we're dealing with. These players coming back. Yeah, coming back for the more talk about that. Another, as the Big 12 now said, they're not going to take – allow guys who have been in camps to come back and play. Again, we like we discussed yesterday, how does that work with what the court ruling has? You can't defy the court. Right. If the court said they should be allowed to play, I don't, you know, you can't just stop him if the court said you can. So I'm not sure what the status of
and
that is.
And if one team said, or one team or one league says we're doing it, then everybody else is going to pursue it.
You would think so. But they're saying no now.
For the advantage.
Yeah, they're saying no now. And matter of fact, the SEC came out with some penalties of what you would do if you did break their rules. So we'll just see what happens. I guess the courts will decide over the next few days. You know, speaking of, you were a soccer player at U of A. Soccer sort of, you know, I think they started the season like a top 10 or top 15, came out and really faced some tough competition and then been beat early on. I think 0-2, if I'm not mistaken, which is okay. I mean, you haven't gotten into conference season. And, you know, it's funny, we talked about this before. There's no male soccer. There's only one male soccer team in the SEC. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, right.
I just find that interesting. You find that interesting? We probably asked you that before.
Yes. I mean, when I was there, Arkansas had like a club team.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if they still have that or not. But, yeah, it's interesting that they don't have it in any other school, any schools.
Yeah, so you got UCA tonight at 6:30. You can catch that on The Point, Roger, as a matter of fact. So you can catch that. Central Arkansas at Tennessee Martin, you know, Justin Akery and Chris Kane will call that game. Arkansas Baptist, which is an NAIA school, they play tonight, and they play at Quigley Stadium, which is Little Rock Central. So anyway, so there you go. You got NFL games. You got Pittsburgh at Buffalo, New England at Cleveland, and I think that's on Prime. I guess that's the Prime game. And San Francisco, Vegas, and the Rams at Chargers. So and then you got a ton of games on Friday and Saturday. So it's here. You know, it's you know, we've actually got these games count, and so
something will be on the screens tonight at Mainline, I'm sure.
You sure will. That's exactly. That was last night at
it was great crowd. You know, it seems like I've been gone for a long time, which I was because we were down in Florida the last time, but it was great crowd. A great crowd Wednesday. It's stormy.
Good.
Night, and it was raining.
Comedians good.
Comedians were good. Yeah.
Good stuff. Did you have a good line? Did you have a good funny line everybody liked? Could you repeat?
No, I can't repeat it.
Come on. You threw a joke out there.
No. Honestly,
you had to say something funny.
No, I didn't do anything.
I'm going to give you that half the show to come up with it because I know you did. I know you said something funny and people laughed. You go, that was a good line.
Will Loden. Loden. He was a cat that came in from. He was a headliner. You can look him up. Pretty funny dude. May Gayden was second up and starting to show off was a guy by the name of Ken Bright. He's a funny dude as well. So it was fun. We'll be back again the last Wednesday of September. So if people want. Yes, September. So if people want to come hang out with us, that's where we'll be. We just had a good time. I mean, it was fun. I mean, a good crowd and a good crowd and a local crowd. It was a lot of local folks. So that's what I picked up on. People are getting out on Wednesday.
And as you said, you're right back there.
Be back there tonight. Yeah. We'll be doing trivia tonight. Looking forward to that. A lot of things going on. They've got a great lineup. I mean, Amy Grant's coming up on the 18th. Yeah. Cooper on this. Matt Matthews. Two shows sold out. And I think that sold out last time we were here is when they announced that thing going on. The Celtic women are going to be there.
The Celtic women are back.
Well, excuse me, Celtic woman.
It's not a Celtic woman. It's not women. Celtic woman just a singing woman. Silver balls.
She said bells.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Silver bells. That is exactly right. And she may, I don't know. She may be,
it look like
be
balls
a special
to me.
Guest. It does look like balls. Now, that's just what's on the schedule right now at Oakland.com. They've got several other shows that have already lined up to come hang out as well. And you know, as they go, it's a fluid situation at in the big event center.
I might have to say, Mark, to take myself on that one.
Would you?
Celtic woman sings Silver Balls.
Absolutely.
Hey, I was going to ask you, Andrew, real quick. Did you see where Meta, which I guess is Facebook, Instagram, they settled. They were sued about the impact they're having on kids. So they are going to pay $18 billion, which to what's-his-face, you know, who's the guy who's the owner of that? What's his name?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he's got $50 billion. But anyway, so Arkansas is going to get $172 million. But they have basically claimed and gotten it that they targeted kids. And with what do you call it? With you would get if you
the addiction.
Get, well, when you get it, that you would send you would get a kid gets a message.
Being sent algorithms.
To, yeah, algorithms. Punch messages to where come back. And I was going to ask you as a parent of, you know, a Peyton and Parker who are young kids. Did you see that? Is this something you've had to fight? Because you know you're raising kids in this age of this, especially the last 5 years with them.
Peyton still hasn't gotten into any of the social media and all that stuff. Parker does some Instagram and stuff. He's not really in a post, but I mean, they're.
Have you had to watch them? Have you had to, when it started, did you go, all right, you're not going to get 5 hours on your phone today?
Yeah, they're pretty good about it for the most part.
How old is Parker?
Parker's 16.
Okay. Oh, okay. He's 16.
He's 16. Yeah.
Okay. So he has a phone, let alone.
But it's funny for him, he would have been over the last 7-10 years, he would have been a great person to look to see how it's affected.
He didn't start getting on social media until probably like less than a year ago.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Is that on purpose? You protect
your family? We try to keep the kids off.
Nice.
We try to keep them busy where they're not on their phones and computers and TVs all the time.
It's funny.
My kids are really, really good at that. It's real easy to let that be like the TV was for us, a babysitter.
Yeah, right.
You know, but now there's so much stuff.
And there's predators
out there, so you don't even know. I'm getting robots and things like that that are bots, whatever it is, and things like that. So you know there's people targeting kids.
And if adults, if we are addicted, you know, we're spending 4 or 5 hours glancing at our phone. You don't think a kid is, too. And so... I think it's probably been a challenge for parents, and that's, I mean, it's not like you didn't have a problem, but because a lot of times parents will go, here's a phone. I've watched it. Hey, here's a phone. But keep yourself busy for the next hour.
I've been guilty of it.
I understand.
It's easy.
It's like our TV, Rogers. Like, that's right. Watch TV or,
entertain yourself. But,
reading books.
There's got to be.
Book.
You know, the guardrails have got to be. You know, and that's another thing. But again, my kids are, they're good. I mean, I think they do an excellent job. I have probably failed in a lot of ways if something's going on but with my grandkids. But, you know, it can be dangerous because, I mean, there's got to be guardrails.
That's what they're saying.
That are out there.
They're saying it is. That's why the settlement, they agree that it is a dangerous addiction. And, you know, we don't think about that. You think they actually pattern all these things to get these kids to where they're looking. I mean, that's how they make money. So, yeah, that's their
purpose. What have I been talking about the last several days? The generator.
It'll show up.
This thing picks up on that. Yeah. Whether I look for it or not anymore, I don't even have to look something up. But even if I do that now, it's crazy. Every other thing that pops up on there is about a generator or something like that.
Funny?
Xi Jinping's listening.
Trey Reed joins us back in the studio. Good morning, Trey. How are you?
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing
luxury pool and spa.
It is beautiful. Roger's going to jump in the hot tub here in a minute.
I'm not going to jump. I don't want to be with you
about it. If that was an opportunity, I would have driven up if I knew there was going to be hot tub time, especially with Roger. Yeah.
Can you see, Roger? Can they see the hot tub behind us?
They can see it, but can't tell if it's loaded up or not.
Andrea,
we'll move it around.
Over the years, the industry has changed how they describe. So it went from years ago, it was a jacuzzi, maybe, and of course that's a brand name. And then what was the next one after that?
Spa,
which it still has spa on it. Mm-hmm. And then now what you want to use is
hot tub.
So. Hot tub time machine, that's one way to remember that. By the way, too, Roger, you mentioned there were actually two schools that have men's soccer. It's Kentucky and South Carolina.
For sure.
Yeah, and then also, too, our buddy John Bland, coach over at Catholic. You got Catholic tonight versus Joe T. Robinson at War Memorial. So it's funny, if you live, that's a great shot, Rod. Look at that shot right there. Go to your cameras, and Roger's showing the showroom here, which is beautiful. You guys have been here, 3 years now?
It's been, here in 23, 3 years.
For those who live in Hillcrest, there's something cool in which I used to hear the PA announcer, or even though you're 10 blocks away, you can hear it. So, football's back. Trey, are you glad about that? Where it just seems like things are better when football's going on. Maybe I'm biased.
100%, man. Football season means that hunting season is upon us as well. So they go hand in hand. They're sort of parallel tracks. So, I'm very excited about it. We are, 10 days out from the opening of dove season, Saturday the 5th. We got the early buck archery hunt Saturday, Sunday, and Monday this weekend, actually. So, yeah, man, it's here. It's here. Football's here. Hunting season's here. It's all good.
Christian, you were going to say something?
As Arkansas fans, it's not good for long.
Well, with the El Nino and
right off the bat, Roger, right off the top.
Same for hunting.
It's
hey,
we can watch a bunch.
I found myself, boys. I found myself when I was driving here this morning from Little Rock. I found myself thinking, you know what? What if they went to Utah And what if they, you know, surprised us and played Utah better than what we thought? Maybe Utah, maybe is not quite, even though they're top 25. Maybe they don't play in the SEC, but they're a good coach. They're well coached. They have a new coach. I know who he is. He was a Bulls Award finalist. But what if we went out there and surprised some folks? And now I thought myself, look at me. Look at me. I'm already someone. Tomorrow we've got to pick our number of wins, our win-loss record over at Frank Fletcher's. We've got to do that, so we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah.
Utah has a really good quarterback, by the way. His name's Devon Dampier. He's one to keep an eye on.
Devon, can you really be a great football player with your last name? Dampier?
Dampier.
No, come on. He should be, where should he be? He should be in PA.
He thinks so. I think that guy might. Yeah.
Did you guys see that? Yeah, Tommy Norman says, "Ouch, Christian." Exactly right. Did you see where another death of a recognizable star passes away? Tim Curry, who was in Rocky Horror Pictures.
Yeah.
So it hit me today reading that. Now, Andrea, you're a youngster. How old are you again? If you don't mind me, you're
42.
Yeah, you're a youngster. I don't know if Rocky Horror, you know, was. Even a thing. For us, it was really around our time, Roger and Trey, when
what year was that?
Let's see, was it late 70s, early 80s?
Probably mid-70s. Yeah,
75. Yes,
yeah.
75.
Yeah, we were 10.
Yeah, and so can I tell you, I don't think I've ever watched it from start to finish.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, I don't think. It wasn't my cup of tea, but it was a thing where you go to the theaters. For those that don't know, you go to the theaters and you get stuff thrown on you. It's an interactive kind of. It is a classic. I don't know if they do it anymore, right?
I don't know. I am such a caveman. I don't know much about the thing other than Tim Curry being in it. That played George Washington years later. I think Barry Boswick, is he in that thing? In that movie.
What movie?
Barry Boswick.
What movie?
In the Rocky Horror Pit? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think. And who's the chick? Who's the maid? Is it Sybil Shepherd? Susan Sarandon. Is Sybil Shepherd's not in that one?
I don't think so. I could be wrong.
I don't think.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal. I don't know the story.
Well, what about when you I forgot. You know what other role that Tim Curry played that I think it's him that Pennywise? Was outstanding? It was the Tom. No, he wasn't Pennywise, was
yes, he?
He
was.
Yep.
Was he the was. He's the original Pennywise, not the more recent Pennywise.
Right. Not the more recent.
Wow. Oh, wow. I never saw that. I think he's the devil guy in the Tom Cruise movie he's the big, we've got the big devil horns coming up. I mean, really cool special effects.
What Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah, what's it called? It's called, that's not CGI, that's makeup, and he's got these giant black devil horns, and he's the devil. And Tom Cruise is trying to, the unicorn. It's a unicorn. This woman that he's got captured. Legend? And so that's legend. So
I don't even know it. Yeah, and he's in Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2,
right?
Which
okay, that's all I know.
Seen.
That's what I know. I think that's what I know. And honestly, I don't know if I have failed by not knowing as much. Trey Reed, and I'm sure Christian as well, could give us a breakdown of that movie. I'm assuming.
Which one?
That Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I don't know.
Could you guys?
You know anything about it?
I don't think that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since.
Well, that's the song. That's the song.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been probably 15 years.
It's,
I did see a play of it.
Not to discount.
Well, think about this, too. I tell you, the Dolly effect that was yesterday watching Andrea, and really, you know, a lot of women too, you know, Jessica said that her work, they got emotional. There was tears in a lot of the eyes. And it's interesting how you don't really know that until somebody passes to see what their impact was. And so that was sort of a shock. Were you a Dolly fan at all?
Oh, yes, I love Dolly.
Yeah, it's,
look what they did in England. I mean,
what's that?
The
Buckingham Palace.
Yeah,
what they did?
They played
9 to 5.
Did they really? Did she do something with the Queen at one point or something?
She may have been all over the place. I mean, I saw clips where she was on with Captain Kangaroo.
Boy, isn't that the truth, Roger?
So
that's another.
She's been around forever.
Yeah. All those clips
worldwide,
started popping up. Yeah.
That's why Buckingham Palace does. I don't know if they're going to.
I think they did something. I think Roger. I think they did. She did something. With one of the.
She may have. She may have met Princess Di. I don't know. I mean, it could have been one of those type things.
I love, and that's what the one good thing about social media, the clip of her on the Johnny Carson show where Carson song.
Fantastic.
Oh my god,
that was fantastic. Absolutely.
Such a talent.
I mean, just when you look at it, what a sweet person.
Yeah,
what
very,
a sweet
very
person.
Kind. 661-1037. Today is the birthday. It's Lyndon Baines Johnson Day, LBJ Day today. So we've got to play the clip.
Sure.
The couple clips that we have of LBJ. And Roger, I was going to ask, I think Roger may know the answer to this. So if you do, don't do it. We'll let Andrea or Trey or Christian do it. So one of the birthday today, born in 1809, Hannibal Hamlin, the old Hannibal Hamlin. Who is he, Andrea, Christian, or Trey? Who is Hannibal Hamlin? Do you know, Roger?
I think you know. Super familiar.
Sounds so familiar.
But I can't.
Everybody tapping out?
What year?
1809.
He was
born in
1809. He was born in 1809, died in 1897.
Did he die with that name? I mean, yeah, God, he changed his name.
He held an important position. He reached an important position in our country.
Was he like vice president?
Oh, Hannibal. He was vice president under Abraham Lincoln.
I thought so.
Okay. How about that? Nobody talks about Lincoln's VP. Now, was he the VP
Johnson was?
No,
it was
Johnson. No. He was assassinated. Right. So he must have been
assassinated.
VP. Okay, that's what I said. Yeah, I didn't know if.
Right.
Yeah. So, but 1861 to 1865. But Hannibal Hamlin.
Nobody, double H. Double H.
That
little
can't be little very often. Changes between terms. Right?
Yeah.
No, not very often. Trump did it, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. But he did.
So, I mean, I don't know about Garfield.
Little did old Hannibal Hamlin know that years later he'd be talked about on the sports radio station, that old Hannibal Hamlin.
Right. Is he any kin to Harry Hamlin?
And then the other great name today, and I know Roger knows this one. We'll see if Trey gets this one. Tell me who Daryl Dragon is. He's got a birthday today, Trey. Daryl Dragon. Daryl Dragon.
Another double letter.
Yes. Roger, would you like to help him out?
That is the husband of Tony Tennille.
That's the captain on Captain and Tennille. And Andrea, again, way before your time, but they were a monster duo.
When that movie came out, I mean, 75. Yeah.
Love Will Keep Us Together. Muskrat Love. Yeah. Do That to Me One More Time.
What? Are you asking me?
All right, if you just joined the show, we're here in Conway with our good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa. They're doing deals left and right, up to 75% off a lot of items here in the store, you name it. They're doing a deal on it. So sales starts actually next Monday, right?
It's on Monday.
So if somebody comes in now, you're waiting until Monday, or you're going to say, okay.
Probably till Monday.
And then if you need to stock up on chemicals, good time to do it. If you're thinking about getting some furniture, it's after the summer season. You know, I finally got my tile done. I'm getting excited about getting. Of course, really hot tub season is coming up.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be my greatest hot tub season ever because I've got good tile down.
Listen, get some of the.
I'm getting thinner.
Dishes.
If my neighbors see me, they won't call police and think there's a well has come out of the river.
Well, no, but there. If you keep showing up at their house naked, it's one thing. It's your pool. Do you have any of these things here? Do you have the muscle therapy, the detox? Do you have any of that?
These things are awesome.
Is that that's
what is
the,
it?
For the hot tub, right?
So I put it in there and it massages me while I'm in the hot tub?
Well, not really, but.
But I mean, I think the aroma and stuff like that is pretty.
It's aromatherapy crystals, and there's some more up there.
What is it?
And it smells really good.
It soaks into my body.
Yeah, you should ask.
If you're having like sinus or any kind of condition, put this in your hot tub.
Absolutely. Jessica, what does he need?
That smells really good.
Yeah.
That's a respiratory.
That respiratory? Roger.
Absolutely.
And the muscle therapy, again, does it relax my muscles?
It'll help relax your muscles.
Okay, yes. I like that.
Dude,
like
there's
that.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have
some. It smells like icy hot to me.
Ooh, wow, smell that one. When we come back, if you got a question for Trey Reed about the outdoors, he'll do it. And we'll let Trey tell us whatever else is going on. Don't go away at 6:33. On this show, I was about to say show with no name, it's Morning Mayhem, don't go away.
For Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
The National Football League has decided to discontinue the Pro Bowl festivities. Beginning with the 2026 season, 88 players will receive an honor as a Pro Bowler with no replacement selections. There will be no games, but there will be an in-person celebration in Los Angeles during the week the Pro Bowl usually takes place. In the NFL tonight, the final week of the preseason gets started up. The Steelers will face the Bills at 6 on the NFL Network. The Browns will play the Patriots at 7 on Prime Video. And the Niners will take on the Raiders at 7 on ESPN Unlimited. And in college football tonight, Central Arkansas gets their season started against UT Martin. Kickoff is set for 6:30. It can be streamed on ESPN Plus. Radio coverage can be heard on the Point 94.1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Don't miss the Arc Care of Arkansas High School Scoreboard Show with Randy Rainwater, Kevin Bohannon, and Barry Grooms every Friday night at 10, only on 103.7 The Buzz.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Calmer weather is expected today. It'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 96 degrees. But also late this afternoon, there is a slight chance of a shower. Then tonight, mostly clear. We'll fall off to 72 overnight. Our Friday will be sunny and hot in the afternoon with a high of 95. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
The summer is more than halfway over, and so is the Alcoa Summer Auto Loan Special. This is the offer that was 250 years in the making, so you better not miss it. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776%. You heard that right. On 2024, 25, and 26 year models, you can get auto loan rates as low as 1.776. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing the ride you already have. If that wasn't good enough, you also won't have to make a car payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days. You need more time to pay? Financing up to 84 months is available. Just like the founding of our great nation, if you wait too long, this incredible offer will be history. Alcoa makes it easy to apply. You can apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply in person at one of the branches, or give them a call, and one of their loan officers will be happy to help. Remember, this special offer was 250 years in the making, and you don't want to miss out. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
Attention homeowners, is your home insurance getting too expensive? Is the price of your home insurance going up every year and your agent does nothing to help? There is a solution. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock. McGee Insurance in North Little Rock offers several top-rated home insurance companies, which means you'll get the best coverage with the best price from the friendliest agents. Their hundreds of five-star reviews can't be wrong. Get a free, fast home insurance quote from McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today. To call, text, or submit a quote request, visit their website, McGeeIns.com. McGeeIns.com. That's McGeeIns.com. Or stop by McGee Insurance on JFK Boulevard in North Little Rock. Fire your home insurance company and hire McGee Insurance in North Little Rock today.
Join Morning Mayhem on the road this Friday, taking the show to Sherwood to pay a visit to Frank Fletcher and crew at Fletcher Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
Thanks to Chad and Stephanie Powers over at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Trey, anything we need to know before we go to our phone lines and go to our questions the outdoors?
We've got so much stuff to talk about today. I mean, I mentioned already we got the buck-only archery hunt, what a lot of people call the velvet buck hunt, you know, chance to get a deer, still got some velvet on the antlers. I know you see those in your backyard, David.
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah, so that's this weekend through Monday. We got dove season opening next Saturday. One thing I did want to mention, a week from Tuesday, so 2 weeks from this past Tuesday, September 8th, I know we've been getting some calls about chronic wasting disease regulations and how that's going to affect Grant County in particular, which is a huge area for deer hunting, as we all know. We're going to be having an open house down in at the Sheridan Rec Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday night, September 8th. Where, you know, it's not like a formal presentation or anything like that, but there'll be a whole bunch of biologists and different folks from Game and Fish. The public can come in and just, you know, kind of wrap one-on-one about just deer management in general, but also about some of those new regulations and how you can get your deer tested and all that kind of stuff. So if you hunt in Grant County and want to know more about that, come see us for that open house on September 8th. Let's see what else we got. Oh, we've got some money available for landowners who want to do some feral hog trapping and help us try to get a handle on the kind of hogs we don't cheer for here in Arkansas. And I think we got about $1.2 million. We're going to be taking applications through September 11th. I think they close the business 4:30 p.m. on September 11th. And if you've got 100 acres or if you want to go in co-op with one of your neighbors that you collectively have 100 acres, that works too. But you can check that out at agfc.com. That's part of our conservation incentive program. We've done, I don't know, about $5 or $6 million in previous rounds of this funding with different conservation practices. This one is all feral hog trapping. Basically, we'll pay you about reimburse you about 75% to if you buy an approved hog trap and send us pictures of the hogs that you're whacking and stacking on your property. So
whacking and stacking.
There you go, man. There you go. So I don't know, man. Lots of good stuff going on.
You know what? Chuck Denton, our buddy with Clear Point Cellular Data. I mean, that's one of the things. That is a business that I'm sure he does so many other things right now, but he's the one that takes over Cradle Points and things like that. Such a great guy. But he has shown me over the years, from the primitive to up to now, how these things and remotely making these traps and everything for herds of these it's incredible to watch. And then when you on the phone, I'm thinking, oh man, you're talking about some feral hogs out there. But when you see them, it's nothing but some meat and muscle that could just bowl you over in a.
And they're everywhere.
Oh my gosh, except they're all over the place.
Except when we go hunting for them.
Hey, that's true. But I mean, just seeing some of the stuff that he's done with the traps that you can do remotely and all of that that he has set up all over the place is incredible.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We've got some questions here for Trey. I do want to remind everybody we're here at Luxury Pool and Spa. I just talked to Andrea, and they've got deals starting next Monday all through the week. So if you want to come here and get you a deal on furniture, hot tubs, chemicals, they're going to have you a deal anywhere from 25 to 75% off. We'll continue to visit with them about all those deals. Redbone says, you can't ask Andrea her age. You know, my deal is when you're that young, it's not offensive. When you're that young, she's such a youngster.
I think if you're savvy enough, as you are, to ask a female that, you're savvy enough to know that she is young enough that she
that's
wants
right.
to.
That's
or
right.
if she smoke at a certain age, you're going to, oh,
that's
actually
right. That's exactly
you
know, right. And it's in context. We were talking just about the
and that's the male chauvinistic pig in not the pig that Trey's talking about.
Somebody says Utah is the most pivotal game on the schedule. If we beat them, that will help set the tone, and fans will lose their mentality. Certainly would. No question about it. Tim Curry also played the butler in the movie Clue. I've never seen Clue.
Okay, I've seen him there. Yeah, okay. Never seen it, but yes.
Someone says Hayden, Dolly, and Tim. Who was Hayden? Who was that dude?
It's that Panettiere.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about her. Everything happens in threes, right?
Somebody put a thing out yesterday showing all of the celebrities that are in their 80s that are
dying.
Tim Curry's 80. Don Martin's 80.
Who was the
not dying, that are 80 as we speak, need to be on the lookout.
Right. Tim Curry also played, Wadsworth. That's the same character, I think. Let's see here. This is Carrie comment for Trey Reed. We caught the last part of your show Tuesday night. Loved all the talk about skipping stones.
Yeah, I guess that's another event, outdoorsy type event, going down 9 o'clock Saturday morning at Murray Park, basically the boat ramp there by the soccer fields, the Great Southern Stone Skipping Championships.
Love it. Love it.
That's
simple in life.
We had a lot of fun talking about that. I was like, you know, how did they judge it? They, you know, believe it or not, they do not use any sort of video or recording equipment. They have a panel of five vets that they got from the VFW on Canis that will, they all watch, they count inside their heads, and then they caucus and like, okay, I think I saw 24 skiffs. I saw 23, right, and then they right. come to a consensus gotcha. There. But it's pretty fun. No, you can't alter your rock in any way. You can't have a man-made or artificial rock. Yeah, I was like, you can't, you know, so no emery boards, no Vaseline on your ball cap. I asked him if it was like baseball, if somebody goes to their cap
spitball.
Too often. Is that like a foul of some sort, you know?
It, you know, back in, whenever you, if, as a kid, if you had a chance, it was a great, it felt great to be able to do a good job of skipping a rock. Can't you? How many bounces could you?
Get a few
If you go back, you could, you, if you go back and video the, like, the best in the world, sure. I mean, they're doing like 25 to 40. I mean, it's crazy how they do that.
They've had people come in for this thing. I guess, maybe it's a little bit bigger up north, I think in the northeast, but they had a guy from Scotland come in a couple years ago to participate.
Ringer.
Yeah, all the way, all the way from across the pond to participate. But yeah, it's a cool event, and the great thing is they donate all the proceeds from this. I think it's $10 to compete. It's free if you just want to watch. All the proceeds go to hunger relief in Arkansas, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
From the 501, football is a great uniter. Fanship crosses political differences, status differences, and different opinions. That's JT and Benton. You know, it's funny. I was speaking to the Salt Bowl luncheon yesterday, and a gentleman came up to me and said, man, he was talking to the group of us. He said, that was the best interview I've heard with
Silverfield?
No, oh my gosh, Tom Cotton yesterday. Oh. You know, he went talking politics. Right. He just said, man, it was fun listening to him talk about normal stuff, you know, growing up, and because you're always getting with him, you're always going to get politics, and that's what I love about this show. We don't do that. And
he's pretty straight laced, though.
He had some laughs yesterday, a couple, you know, you get to, and that's why I think, too, you have a lot of politicians love coming on our show, because we know we're not going to go politics. We're going to get, you know, hey, we're going to challenge you on your sports. Not a lot of it, but enough to, for you to, you know, have a good time.
And I talked to RJ, and I'll say something about here in a little bit, too. And I talked to RJ, and RJ backed me up. Thinking that the senator was at Summerwood Sports maybe last week.
Yeah, but say,
because I asked him about that.
I was looking at you, I thought, I was waiting for him to go,
well, again, but I mean, he's so stoic and he's not.
So you think?
No, I think he was. I think it was last week. Gotcha. I'm going to find out for sure. I was too busy yesterday, so I didn't hit up any of the Hendrixes. But I know.
I thought it was also your way to respond to the Buckies. No, listen.
No, you opened that up by mentioning it. Absolutely.
Oh, you said that.
You brought it up. Going, hey, Tom, our senator, he's a little upset with you because you're a Bucky. You started that convo. So I went. I did exactly what you planned on me doing. Walking right into that feral hog trap.
Somebody said, ask the Lawsons about Pittman coming to watch Peyton's football game. Did you do that? Said Pittman do that? She said yes. We'll talk to you about that. That's very nice of him to do that. Cool. Of course, again, they did Sam Pittman's swimming pool. If you go to AY Magazine or Ant Magazine, look at the pools that Luxury Pool and Spa have done. They are out. Matter of fact, I mean, you can see the pictures. First-class pools. I mean, they do them top-notch. All right, absolutely. That's a little Love Will Keep Us Together with Captain Antonil.
Hello, Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragon. Don't go away. 648 live from Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway.
Hey, folks. It's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off. And the gasoline chargers, up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax Foreman 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the Foreman for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
When vehicles at the buzz need detailing, we call on 1351 Detailing LLC. Owner Timothy Allison brings out his mobile detail unit and gets our cars looking new inside and out. He'll do the same for you. 1351 Detailing LLC. Call 870-723-6581.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Great music right there.
Well, it is, David.
Got to say a shout out. Got so many football teams out there playing. Got a buddy of mine, John Rago, his little son, John Jr. I'm not sure how John, what his age is, but he's with the Baptist Prep Eagles junior high team. They're playing Foreman, Arkansas today. So they're on the way to school. So little John, go out there and knock them around tonight. Baptist Prep Eagles junior high team. Foreman is down by...
Is that Ford Arsenal?
Yeah.
No, Foreman.
Hope is it?
Hope Prescott area. Isn't he from Foreman?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly right.
Look at you, 2 days
so
away.
So go
from
get him,
vacation.
Little John.
Yeah,
or John Junior, rather. I'm sure he want to be called Little John, but John Junior, go get him. Someone says the Billy the Kid here. Let Trey know I decided against getting a gator. Now I'm looking in the honey badger. Don't know what that means. Oh my gosh, Roger. Tim Curry was also the preacher in Pass the Ammo with Craig O'Neill. Oh, is that what I missed something on that, Trey?
You can't have gators as a pet in Arkansas, and we've talked about this a few times on the show.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah, that's right.
Can you have a honey badger as a pet?
I don't bet you can't have a honey
badger.
There
is such a long list of things you can and can't have with our captive wildlife regs. If you want to know, I would suggest you go to agfc.com and look on that code book. There's a whole list of the can and can't have animals there.
Yeah, someone says that Tim Curry was also the preacher in Pass the Ammo. That's the Craig O'Neill movie, I think I sort of remember that. Yeah. Someone says the mayflies have hatched. Trey, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's
the mayflies.
A bug that you'll find on our rivers and streams, and that's when that happens, you know, you match the hatch, especially when you're fly fishing, and I think that's what they're talking about. So throw some sort of, like, caddis pattern or mayfly pattern.
I think we got a caller on the line. You got a question for Trey Reed. What's your name? Hello? What's your question?
Hey.
Go right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I think you're cutting in and out
there.
Trey,
can you hear me?
Got you now.
Hey, I have a bear with a collar on it and a leash. We can't shoot that, correct?
I'm sorry. I did not hear what...
I think he said a bear. One more time. I think he said a bear.
A bear with a collar. God, we've gone back and forth on that, and I believe you are correct that you cannot. You used to be able to, but that reg changed a couple of years ago. I'll look that up to verify, but I believe you're correct.
There you go. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be part of the show.
Top of the hour, I'll go
ahead. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That's okay.
Top of the hour, I'll change addresses, Christian, just to let everybody know how the sausage is being made. Hey, you know what? I talked to Tracy Shapp yesterday and got an idea that we're obviously going to be doing the Boudreaux's watch parties Razorbacks, and the second game is the Utah game at 9 o'clock. I believe we will go ahead and... give free appetizers to those at Boudreaux's who come to watch the Utah game in their Razorback PJs.
Is that right?
I think that's what we're going to do.
Like
absolutely.
Why not?
Do you have anything Razorback PJ?
I do.
Maybe the long pants. So I'll mention that as we keep going. Oh, they just are. They're very soft.
I like that idea.
It's a great idea, I think. Thank you for that. Talking with Trey and then just boom, organic. So we'll be doing that and talking more about it as it gets closer.
Someone said Tim Curry played Rooster in movie Anna Carol Burnett's brother. She was Miss Hannigan, the orphanage headmistress. I don't know. Redbo said I'll be blowing the horn all morning.
He wasn't Annie.
Oh, Annie.
Yeah.
Redbone says, will he be driving by Luxury Pulling Spa today? He'll be blowing the horn all day. We appreciate that. Also, Jeremy Lawson said, Chad and Stephanie Powers are a good customer of ours here at Luxury Pool. We built their pool and take care of it. They also got a hot tub from of us. And of course, that's your sponsor, Trey Powers Truck Parts and Service. That's Chad and Stephanie Powers. So,
yeah.
Small world there. I like it.
Yeah. Is there another call? Do we have another call?
There is. This guy's Maverick. I don't know if that's his actual name, but here he is.
Got about 60 seconds left.
So
go ahead, Maverick, real quick.
Is Illinois and Missouri flooding the fields for the dove to stop them from coming down?
Well, Maverick, you know, we talked about this before. It was a big issue. I believe Senator Kennedy from Louisiana was stirring some things up on the Hill in D.C. about this, but... Look, it's a controversial topic, but let me tell you this. I do not personally believe that the amount of flooded hot crop cornfields is just not enough across the landscape to affect continental waterfowl migration. So there's my thoughts on it, Mav.
Trey, thanks so much. Anything else you want to share before you get out of here?
Oh, man, big weekend, Arkansas Outdoor Hall of Fame. I believe it's pretty much sold out, but if not, you go to agff.org and find out. But celebrating my co-host, Mark Hedrick, one of the inductees this year. It's going to be a big, fun weekend. Well,
congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. That's very, very deserving. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate you so much. All right, we got a lot of ground to cover. Football will begin tonight. How about that? All across the state of Arkansas, high school, junior high school, got UCA playing tonight. We're here in Conway.
Come on.
Speaking of UCA at Luxury Sports Spa, Craig O'Neill will be here. Don't go away.
Sports talk and entertainment.
I can't understand the food in your mouth.
That'll put a smile on your face.
I mean, serious. I can't understand a word you're saying.
KABZ Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the